This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At least one a day, and I mean a good meal for your body, but a good meal for your brain, for your head is important as well, so we try to provide that here, one good hour or two of listening to the DJV experience will take care of your brain, your head, for the entire day. Isn't it great? What a public service we provide here, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, the story of the Friend Finder Network. I asked Kara about this off the air. She knew, somebody knew about Friend Finder Network. This is an adult sort of website. It's like, in a manner of speaking, Ashley Madison, apparently. But they have a lot more people who are subject to being hacked. And, in fact, according to the story today, 400 million accounts from Adult Friend Finder were leaked. Let's see here. I'm wondering what there is. What's gained by this? Why would somebody hack? There's no money involved in this.
Oh, but they can blackmail people.
Blackmail. Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're doing. Hello.
I guess so. Well, also they can tap into personal information in the accounts, I believe, credit cards and things like that.
Really? So I never use a credit card for anything online because it's too easy. It's just too easy to hack into it, I think, anyway. All right, moving along. The Seven University of Albany, say that again, Doug? Albany? The Seven, take two, Seven University of Albany. That sounds better, doesn't it?
You know what's funny? My West Coast friends always say Albany, and I go, guys, it's Albany.
Albany.
I always know when an actress is, when something is set in on the East Coast and they say Albany, you always know. Yes. No one else knew to correct them.
All right, so the story is that seven sorority members arrested over the weekend. The police heard a lot of noise, so they were called by people in the dorm because these women were hazing prospective pledges. What is there about this stuff? Both men and women get a kick out of beating up the kids that are coming along to join their sorority or their fraternity.
It is so idiotic, isn't it?
It is crazy.
It's
mentality.
This really weird thing where because it happens to them, people think, oh, then it's normal and they have to do it to the people coming up. Instead of they just realize that, oh, I didn't like it when this happened to me, I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be an issue. But
so they're yelling, apparently. I don't know. This doesn't seem to be too bad other than there are a lot of foul-smelling liquids being used, apparently poured on the women. Don't know what they were. They are supposedly, they're accused of forcing the pledges to eat mud and garbage.
Ugh.
And listening to things like, you're a worthless piece of, and you're a stupid.
Sorry, I don't care enough about joining anything to be a part of that.
Why would you want to be, exactly? Why be a part of that foolishness? Aye. All right, just to be a part of some group. NASA in the news again today. Almost every day there's something good coming out of NASA. They're going to launch some small satellites, put them up in the air, and then sort of bring them back down so that they are a couple of hundred miles above the Earth to specifically look at how hurricanes form. There are a fleet of these satellites going to go up in one rocket. The Cyclone Global Navigation System, made up of 8 spacecraft that are able to take measurements through the rain, the storm's inner eye. The big satellites are too far up. They can't actually do that. Although I think we did see with the hurricanes this fall some pretty dramatic shots from the International Space Station, didn't we? I never saw how big that the big storm was over the Atlantic, the last one. And the stuff over the Pacific that nobody thought was going to be as big as it was. Mm. And they can see better than the radar and understand how the storm works. So that's what they're trying to do with this thing. The energy, that the reason that they come when they do is because it's at the warmest time in the oceans that are affected. Obviously, the end of summer when the temperature of the water has had a chance to really get hot, and then it goes until the water cools off, which is about this time. So they're going to launch them on December the 12th. They will monitor the Earth's oceans. And then, of course, there's the call by some who say, these aren't really satellites to watch the weather. They're going to be spying on us.
Do you believe that?
Do I believe that these are?
Yeah.
No, but I think that there's a lot of stuff that's being used to spy on us that we don't even know about. You know, they just keep saying, we're changing it, or they're, lawsuits and stuff. There's so much of this stuff. They spend so much of our money on these things. I don't think we can keep up with them. I don't.
You know what? What's interesting? When I first started in radio 10 years ago at Sirius XM, they had a few years before that they had launched the service, and they have satellites. It's satellite radio.
Yeah, satellite radio.
Satellite pattern. When you go into the main studio at Sirius, into the lobby, there's a huge screen, and you can see the three satellites flying. It
but
almost
you know
looks
where
like
the who owned the satellites to begin with?
Well,
no, that's your idea.
Well, maybe I do, maybe I don't, if I could finish my story. One of the engineers who founded Sirius was a former NASA engineer, and the orbital pattern of the satellites that Sirius XM flies in used to spy, during the Reagan era, used to spy on Russia. It was no longer in use, no longer needed, and he knew, I forget his last name now, but he was an older guy, and he knew that that orbital pattern was available, and that's how he licensed that from NASA. And so that's how the government controls all of those different patterns. And so wherever there were satellites, it's bizarre to think that they actually can, carve out a chunk of space, but that's actually how they have it mapped out. So there's no longer a need in that orbital pattern, in that angle, to spy on Russia. So now it's Sirius XM satellites flying around. Looks like a bottom heavy figure eight pattern.
Yeah, it does. That's very good. I didn't know.
Now fill in the blanks, Doug.
Well, actually, there are three satellites.
Said. There's three.
Oh, did you say that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's three that fly in an orbital pattern. Yeah.
Right. Yes, they're equidistant apart. I remember I was one of the first voices on Sirius, the first day they went on the air, and I was there for 5.5 years. And I remember going up into the studio, and they were sort of cajoling me. I would have said yes on the phone. They'd have to bring me up there. But anyway, they're showing me around and all of this stuff and the big map room. Mm-hmm. I think it was this same
it's
guy.
It's really impressive, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It was,
they used to make the engineers wear white lab coats. It looked very James Bond.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah, now they don't anymore, but yeah.
But it's just the old Russian spy network is really what they called it. And it was. It was the old. Now they have different ways of doing it, but it's amazing. A lot of the stuff that used to be that we put up into space now is being used commercially. That's more and more commercial adaptation, and that's just a great example of it. 14 past the hour. Here's a great example of how you can be your best. Listen to Victoria. Listen to Jennifer. Listen to Kara. Listen to all the people who have gotten on the bandwagon the past year or so to get into the Super Beats mode. Super Beats. You're drinking it. I'm drinking it. Athletes are drinking it. They're all, and people who are involved in getting into a fitness program, starting out, this is a way for you to get the best out of your workout and become the best, your body will be in the best shape of its life. You eat healthier, you use Super Beats, you exercise, it's all, and get enough rest, that's very important as well. Your energy will be through the roof. So if you're an active person like I am and we are, you need to charge up your turbo, if you will. And that's what Super Beats provides. Stamina, energy, all natural. There's not one bit of anything in any of these products except for beets. That's it. These beets are grown, non-GMO beets grown. They're brought in, they cook them, they dry them, they powder them. They put them in a canister, you put a teaspoon into a scoop of water or a smoothie, and you're all set, giving you results you can feel. It tastes good, works well, opens up your arteries so the blood flow goes to your muscles, your brain, all over your body. You need to take Super Beats every day. If you haven't started, here's a great way for you to. This is an enticement. get on the bandwagon and call 800-655-4183. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You'll get a deal that will include a free 30-day supply of Super Beats along with your first order. So get in on the action. Find out what everybody is talking about. Call 800-655-4183. I know I've convinced a lot of people to do this over the years, and I keep convincing new listeners. Go to DougLikesBeats.com, order there if you like, or call now and order your first supply. Get that free 30 days at 800-655-4183. And you can be just like Doug and Jennifer and Victoria when you grow up.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The question hangs over the career of every ambitious person. Can you make your mark? At what age does success happen? Charles Darwin was 29 when he came up with the theory of natural selection. Einstein was 26 with his theories. Madame Curie made her discoveries about radiation when she was in her late 20s. Mozart was 8 years old when he did the Symphony No. 1 in E flat.
I'm feeling very...
I know, underaccomplished, right?
Yes.
For a lot of years, scientists have been studying achievement. And in a lot of fields, the most electrifying work comes when you're younger. Not only the same with sports, right? Younger people devote their life to a project in a way that more that people who are older can't, it seems. So the big data analysis of scientific careers especially, this was in the journal Science this month, looking at a lot of factors, combination of personality, persistence, pure luck, intelligence, high impact success. I give you this information because I ask of you, are you a high impact success person? Is what you do having an impact on lots of people? People in your family, people where you are working, people in society, the people who never give up. I don't care what your age. The people who don't give up are the ones that I think are the most successful.
Yeah.
Food for thought at 21 after the hour with DJB.
Sell
phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Sunshine. When it comes to music these days, she's upgrading her tours. This might be considered as pretty self-serving when it comes to the dollar or the pocketbook. She's going to go to stadiums now in her first Australian tour because she says she can be able to touch more of her fans. She starts on February 28th, next February in Perth, Australia. She goes to Brisbane, Sydney, Adelaide, and Melbourne. She tweeted a handwritten note yesterday saying, quote, "In the round outdoors, upgrading myself to stadium to make sure I get to see as many of you as possible." Not to mention that she probably make about 50 times as much money doing that as well. I'm not cynical about her, but I do think it's interesting. She's been around this past year. She was in 56 different cities. I think, is the tour still on or is she done?
I think she was just in Texas either last night or the night before. So she's wrapping up her North American tour. She'll probably have the holidays off. December, January, and then she'll start back in Australia.
I would love to see her do a residency. Wouldn't that be so fantastic?
She'd be great. She would be so great, yeah. And you know what? That might really appeal to her because she's in Vanity Fair's current issue, and she said basically she would be very happy if she just continued to record and never toured again.
The money is in the touring.
But she's made so much already.
Yeah, she's $110 million this year.
Doug, you had said that she suffers from stage fright, right?
She is. When she leaves the stage, she goes into a circle and cries.
Wow.
Because she pinches herself to realize that she is as successful as she is. I think she gets very practical about her success, and she got some good advisors, but she was pretty much on her own as she gets started. Remember, she's only like 28 years old. It's not like this woman is big. She started when she was 18.
Right.
And did things that only got attention in England until 4 or 5, maybe 5 years ago, I think, coming to our country. And now it's just nothing but buzz, and it's all positive on her. I talked to some Brits when I was there a couple of weeks ago. She'd been at the Glastonbury Music Festival this year, and apparently tore the house down. And people, she would just walk around and go into the shops. Glastonbury is a nice little English town, and built around the abbey that's there. And, you know, there's a lot of just this tourists. It's a tourist trap. So she walked around. There's a pub that she went into and had a beer. She went into all the stores, a couple of stores I went into. I was talking to a lady. I bought some things, some clothing and stuff for Christmas. And it's a high-end store. And I saw a picture of her in there with this lady that was waiting on me. And I said, when was Adele here? And she said, well, when she was at the music festival. She came in and she spent the afternoon shopping around town before she performed that night. She's very simple, very straightforward, apparently, and one wonders if that can hold out under the circumstances.
I think in her case, it has, and it will.
Yeah.
She had an interesting quote in the Vanity Fair article. She said, I'm on tour simply to see everyone who's been so supportive. I don't care about money. I'm British, and we don't have that thing that we constantly need to earn money all the time. I don't come from money, and it's not an important part of my life.
No, she doesn't come from money. She comes from one of the lowest rent districts in South London.
Then free tickets. I'm going to call a little BS on Adele. All right, if that's true, then everybody gets to go for free.
Free! It's all free! Maybe not quite. Anyway, so that's the story on Adele's Australian tour, 28 FDR here with DJ V.
If you don't know the difference between torque and horsepower, and there is a difference, then stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
It's a common misconception that horsepower is a measure of an engine's muscle. Successful Farming's engine man, Ray Bohack, says, nope, that's torque.
So torque actually does the work. We buy torque, we drive torque, we feel torque going down the road, we feel torque in the field, when we're harvesting, we're running a combine, that's torque that's doing the work. But we put the metric of horsepower on it as a qualifier, and that's not 100% accurate.
Bohack says we tend to buy more horsepower than we need for the job. He also says that a diesel engine in a pickup is seldom necessary for how you'll be using the truck. And he adds the gas engine package is also about $8,000 cheaper. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer, Kara, and we're focused on you, what's going on in your life, what's going on in a lot of people's lives. We'll have some help speaking of what's going on in other people's lives from our psychic Victoria Bullis in a few moments, focusing on the moon. I was trying to sing earlier. It was only a silver moon or big moon. That was the old
super moon.
It was only a soup. But how's it affecting people? And I think we ought to find out if the Kardashian's birth certificate is real. Don't you think? I mean, look at the, we got to find out Donald Trump's birth certificate is real. Look at all these people who may or may not be. The latest person, by the way, to throw his rock hat into the maybe I'll be a president someday sweepstakes is Dwayne Johnson. A.K.A.
The Rock.
The Rock. He says, I'm extremely patriotic, and I feel, especially now, leadership is so important. I don't know whether that means he's supportive of, it's in U.S. Magazine. Go online to usmagazine.com, and you can see the story of him. You know, he is so popular. He is a wonderful guy. He really is.
He seems to be.
I don't claim to know Donald Trump. I've never talked to Donald Trump, never interviewed Donald Trump. I only know what I read. But with The Rock, he's been on this program, and he is so nice. That's bad. He understands that he would be nowhere without having people liking him and following him. He's one of those people. And by the way, he's not going to Canada. He said, he'll stay right here. Thank you very much. He's a good-looking guy. I was looking at something about men and women. He takes a lot of care and pride in his personal appearance, and I've been encouraged to do that. My looks are a lot different now than they used to be before Meredith was in my life, because she just gets me to focus. And I want to look good, frankly, when I'm with her. But even when I'm not, I want to be... Look, everybody used to tease me about what I wore. I was never very careful. I guess that's the way. And, you know, that has to do with your own feelings about yourself more than anything else, what you learn. If you want to look good or impress people, I don't know, I don't care about impressing people, but there's that whole business about being your best. Why wouldn't you want to look your best all the time? And as it turns out, Victoria, mm-hmm. the modern man, according to research, spends $500 a month on average on looking his best. That's more than the survey suggests women spend on themselves to look good. This research reveals that men spend more than women on beauty products. On average, men spend $493 a month to look good. In comparison, women spend $390 a month. Men are more in fashion and more interested about... I don't know. I mean, the women that I hang around with are very interested in how they look and spend a lot more money than I do on looking good. But maybe that's just because, I don't know, they can or they ought to. I think...
How much do you think you spend a month on grooming products? And this would also fall into, like, if you get pedicures or manicures or facials or massages and all that stuff. I mean, do you think you spend... I don't know. This seems like a lot of money on average every month.
So if you put all those things together, I spend a lot more than $500 a month on things like that for me.
What's your big indulgence every month? Just for yourself, for your
massages, acupuncture, those things.
But see, I would think that would be more in the health category.
Well,
do you spend a lot on products?
Like, no, I don't spend anything on products.
Right. See,
either give them to me or whatever. And when it comes to clothes, Meredith took me shopping on my birthday and bought exactly what she wanted me to have. A really nice blazer and a pair of slacks.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of Brooks Brothers shirt look.
Mm-hmm.
And I look fabulous in it, frankly. I look good when
if
I want.
You do say so yourself.
But when I dress up, I look good. And I know that I look good when I dress up. And there's something about my psyche and how I feel about myself. And that's what's changed under the circumstances, because I never paid attention or cared to. And that's because I didn't have a really great feeling about who I was. I don't think I liked myself, and so I didn't care about my looks. And I think, let's ask Victoria about it. I want to see how that plays into how people work their way into how they feel. Victoria Bullis is our resident psychic. Her website is Victoria Bullis, BULLIS.com, and she's at Victoria Bullis. So, Victoria, welcome back to our DJB experience. What about that? What about people who don't think particularly well of themselves? And what that does, I don't know this, from a psychic point of view, you have a lot of clients that you see in person as well as doing things on the phone. So when you see somebody for the first time and they come into your office, can you tell what's going on with them just by how they look, how they dress?
Of course I can, because everyone does that. We unconsciously are judging and editing and paying attention to people. We're actually trained to do that for safety reasons as little kids, even if parents don't know they're doing that. But to go on about you for a minute, the basic fact that you're forgetting about your wardrobe that you don't care, is you're a farmer. You're a gentleman farmer. That's your whole life, along with radio.
Well, maybe that's where I didn't. I was around a lot of people, yeah, that didn't care that much about how they looked.
No, it's just because you're into... the animals and the farm and the land, and clothing wasn't a priority. It doesn't have to necessarily look have to do with how you feel about yourself. That's a factor. That always is a factor with everything. But you're basically a gentleman farmer.
Right, and you also work in... And you also work in radio, Doug, where you don't see anybody. You're in your own home.
Right. So, yeah. Studio in my home, so I don't have to be even... Well, but when I'm out and about... When I do... I used to do a lot of touring. I don't know much anymore. I used to visit a lot of stations. And I'd be careful about how I looked.
Right.
To a point. I didn't go out and buy a new wardrobe all the time. But I feel that it's important. I think that, for me anyway, Victoria, who I'm around has influenced how I have looked. And
it always does with all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're what is it, John Donne phrase, no man is an island? You know, we're affected all the time by people. Right. And people don't understand how much they judge and make people wrong who don't fit into their M.O.
Modus operandi. Yeah.
Can we talk about the supermoon for a minute?
Let's turn our attention to that, which also affects us. We are affected by many things in our lives, and the supermoon, which has been about in the skies for the last three or four nights because it is closer to the Earth than it has been for 30, 40 years and for another 30 or 40 years. So what does this do to our psyche, to our personalities? And when you, again, are reading people, because that's what a psychic does, are things different when there are different influences? Like, could you read somebody today and the moon have an impact on that reading, and you could read that same person a month from now and have an entirely different point of view?
Not me, because I've been doing this my entire adult life. I'm beyond that. But other people, for sure. You said that a lot of things affect us. I can't remember exactly how you said it. Everything affects us all the time. And we can take advantage of certain things to affect ourselves positively. And so I wanted to talk about the supermoon. It isn't too late to do a couple of things. If you have crystals or gemstones or semi-precious stone jewelry around, male or female, you can still this morning put it out. The moon is there, even though we can't see it, or some people can see it in the day sky, and ask it to infuse the power and the energy of the supermoon into these objects. And they will retain that energy. They will do that and retain the energy for months to come. And some of the power of the supermoon is calmness. A lot of people are feeling calmer. It also has to do with power, personal power, and integrity. There are at least 35 or 40 different elements to the supermoon. The moon in general, sorry, I picked up Victoria's flu a couple of weeks ago. I'm coming now with it myself. So the idea of the moon is the feminine energy. It has to do with Kuan Yin in Chinese medicine, Mother Mary energy in Western tradition, the Terabuddha in Buddhism. It has to do with softness and so on. So the more the moon is affecting us, the closer it is, the more we soak that up. The moon has a lot to do, of course, with tides and the negative things like crime. The idea of a lunatic comes from luna or moon.
Right. Oh, wow.
Know that? Lunatics are, loon is another word for the moon.
Yeah, I know
people
that.
People are affected by the, by the moon. They become crazy or crazed, and thus they are lunatics, yes.
Exactly. But in this case, you can take advantage of it still. Just because you can't see it right now, it's daylight, it's still going to affect you for a day or two. So that's one cool thing to do. And anytime you take advantage of something, trying to work with an element, anything in nature, for example, flowers on your desk, anything, it will work because your intention to do something for yourself works, even if you don't know it right then. You know all this, Doug.
Yeah, I've studied this and been close to it for quite a long time, but it's always good to hear it from someone who's a real expert in the field.
Oh, thank you.
I think that it's really amazing what we don't know that influences us.
You know, everybody,
of course. I mean, we're influenced by, I was talking earlier about how our bodies change every minute, every hour, every day, every week. Our bodies are not the same. So our minds are not the same.
Exactly.
There's so many different.
And if you recognize that, you know, people say every day is a new opportunity to start something new or to be different. Every second is. You find yourself in the middle of a sentence that's going to be negative to somebody or yourself, say, I'm not going to continue this sentence. I don't think like that. I only think positively. So every cell that's being sloughed off at that time, as we do every second, like the inside of our mouth, the stomach line, and so on, the new cells forming are affected by your new thinking.
I want to ask you a couple of questions as time allows here on a couple of different people. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is talking about perhaps being involved in politics someday.
I saw that.
Yeah, generally it's celebrities who, I know we've talked a lot about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and that's gone now. But these other people, you know, it's interesting how the cycle works. As soon as somebody gets elected, we're on to the next one. Who's going to be the next president? And so somebody in a casual way asked Dwayne Johnson if he'd be interested, and he said, I'm very patriotic, very interested in our country, so I wouldn't rule that out. I wouldn't rule out anything.
I feel he wants to get into politics.
He does. Who else do you...
I don't know about the presidency, but he does want to do something. A lot of celebrities do, because once they're famous and successful and wealthy, they know how much influence they have.
Right.
So why not influence people in another way?
Is that what drives people like that, do you think?
That, plus ego sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do it, I can do it too.
There's somebody, a well-known talk host named Sean Hannity.
Oh, yeah.
You probably know of. I've talked to him about it, and he said it to others. He has political aspirations at some point in time. And he's, as you just said, like The Rock, there are people. I, at one point in time, was asked to run for Congress in Florida, and I didn't do it. And I don't know whether I wished I'd have, well, I, no, I didn't know you at the time. I would have asked you if I had a chance
to do it.
I might have done it. It would have changed my life. But there are so many things that happen during our lives when we make decisions, and people come to folks like you to make important decisions. And that's a heavy load for someone like you to carry, I would think.
No. I learned to be neutral a long time ago. That's why I have a lot of couples that come to me. So if somebody, a woman or a man, says, well, do you know what she did to me? He said this, she said that. I just listen, and I know that we all have issues, and no relationship is everything perfect. So I step back, see it neutrally, and I go right to the core of the matter, what really happened, and it's usually never what we say. Because we're in the middle of it, the old forest of the trees. So it's for everybody. Now, I don't take it on. I did in early days, but not anymore.
Yeah.
And I love helping people. It sounds airy-fairy or self-serving, but I really love helping people. And I love getting off the phone or having people leave my office, feeling better about life. I mean, it really makes me happy. After all these years, I wouldn't be doing this.
It's a gift. It really is, to be able to make people feel that way. I know I've been through that. It's a wonderful feeling.
Oh, it is. Victoria Bullis, victoriabullis.com, at Victoria Bullis. You can check her out. She has sometimes very specific information about certain people, other times specific information about how this all works. It's a fascinating world, the unseen world of our world, and she's very good at getting to the unseen world. Victoria Bullis with us here at DJB. Time is 10 before the hour.
Did you know that 29 million Americans have type 2 diabetes? More troubling, 8.1 million Americans are unaware they have this condition. I'm Senator Kay Wolf from Kansas, and this November I am elevating awareness during National Diabetes Month. If you have type 2 diabetes, your doctor can develop a treatment plan. Early intervention can be key to managing this chronic condition and keeping your blood sugar levels stable. Talk with your doctor about getting screened for type 2 diabetes. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me?
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As old as song, bitter, sweet, and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme.
There's music from the movie, obviously, Beauty and the Beast. There's some new action when it comes to Beauty and the Beast. Chuck, or is that right? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here.
Yeah, Disney released their live-action version trailer to Beauty and the Beast, which stars Emma Watson, her of Harry Potter fame,
yep.
And an actor named Dan Stevens, who is in Downton Abbey. I'm not that familiar with him. He plays the Beast. It looks really good. It comes out
March 17th. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks really good, this animated film coming alive in a live-action form. And, of course, it's going to be released in 3D. But Disney's on a roll and has three other live-action properties in production, well, pre-production. They're going to do a live-action version of Aladdin, Little Mermaid, and also Snow White. But I would think this is a license to print money. It's a really good-looking trailer.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Mark Wahlberg's new Boston movie. We'll talk about that in a moment. Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Movie Moments.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever.
Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a 2-in-1, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
All right, so there's a trailer that's out now for the new Mark Wahlberg movie, Patriots Day. It's the bombing movie, but the Boston Marathon takes place on Patriots Day, thus the name. He plays a police sergeant. Has a pretty interesting cast. J.K. Simmons is in this, Kevin Bacon, John Goodman. This is quite a this is a lot of money being spent to put this thing together, Chugger.
Well, yeah, it opens on Christmas Day. I'm looking forward to the film. It's directed by Peter Berg, who directed Wahlberg in Lone Survivor and also the current film Deepwater Horizon. He's a pretty talented guy. He's had a few missteps. Battleship, one of them. Boy, that movie. I don't like that movie at all, but he's pretty good. I look forward to that film when it comes out on Christmas Day, and it's a very compelling, obviously a compelling trailer based on a very sad and compelling event that happened a few years ago in Boston.
Yep. All right, Jackie Chan, the martial arts person, as an Academy Award winner, got an honorary Oscar at the Governor's Awards last weekend. He actually, I'm told, I don't know, you may know differently, doesn't really speak English.
That's true.
Learns his lines and speaks them in English, but doesn't understand what he's saying.
Not totally. I mean, he's gotten obviously a little bit better over the years, but that is true. I mean, when he filmed the three Rush Hour movies opposite Chris Tucker, he had serious barriers in terms of language. But it translates pretty well because he's a pretty funny guy, and you know, his stuff that he does in China, he's highly successful. And I think last year, according to the Forbes list, Jackie Chan made like $60 million, which is pretty good.
All right, what else in movie news today?
The sequel to Jurassic World starts filming this March. Chris Pratt and also Bryce Dallas Howard will return. It comes out for the summer 2018. And Warner Brothers moving forward with their Harley Quinn spinoff movie. She first appeared in Suicide Squad, played by Margot Robbie. The studios hired a screenwriter to pen a script. And the Suicide Squad comes out on Blu-ray next month with 13 extra minutes. Same thing as what they did with Batman vs. Superman. They took footage and put it back in the movie.
All right. Thanks, Chucker. Chuck Curry here with us at 59 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.